call it a potential match made in prison. A seminar billed as a way to help inmates re-enter Maine's workforce attracted 120 employers eager to find ways to address a challenging labor shortage in Maine. For some, it marks the first time they've ever considered recruiting from this labor pool or even setting foot in the Maine State Prison. But as Susan Sharon reports, businesses that have tried it say so far it's been a resounding success.
Maine Department of Corrections staff thought if they were lucky, they might get 60 employers to register. Instead, more than twice as many showed up.
No cell phones, okay? Just put them in your vehicle or on these lockers.
After going through a security screening and leaving their cell phones and car keys at a checkpoint, employers heard from some of their counterparts about the experience of hiring current and former inmates from Maine's prison system.
We started hiring the Bulldog guys because we realized that we had a labor shortage and that we desperately needed help.
Catherine Robbins-Halstead is a co-owner and manager of Robbins Lumber, a fifth-generation family-owned sawmill and planer mill in Searsmont with 120 employees. She says the Department of Corrections reached out to her about possibly hiring inmates from the minimum security Bulldog unit in Warren through a work release program after hearing her testify on an employment-related bill. Halstead admits she was initially skeptical and nervous about hiring convicted felons. But about 6 months ago, she hired six of them. She plans to bring on three more next week.
Before this, I probably would have said no to looking further at the applicant. I think people went in thinking that they wouldn't be as good as they are, but they show up at work every day, super polite, a smile on their face. They want to do a good job.
Lessons that we've learned. Not to judge a book by its cover. First lesson.
Jay McDonald is the senior operations manager for LaBrie's Bakery in Old Town, which has 200 associates, including about 40 current and former inmates. He hires many of them through a work release program at Mountain View Correctional Center in Charleston, where there is training in carpentry, culinary, small engine repair, and other trades. McDonald says it's been a positive experience and a big help to his bakery that sells products across the country.
We were pleasantly surprised at the respect shown to management and everyone else by the inmates. The level of intellect, we were also surprised.
This is music to the ears of Brian Dolliff of Hillendale Farms in Turner, where he says it's a struggle to find workers who will stick it out in the egg production business. Dolliff says the company has been relying on temporary labor to fill immediate needs, but he's looking to train long-term employees, people who are willing to work hard and move up the ranks the way he did.
We try to become more and more efficient, but at times, you know, that means there's some added labor to it. We have some great people that come in and they love it and they stay, and we have some people that come in and they don't make it to the first break, you know.
And that's why Dolliff is thinking about a new recruitment strategy, hiring former inmates. Like so many here, he says he's a believer in second chances. Ronald Bubar, a Maine State prison inmate serving a 40-year sentence, will be getting released in about 6 years. All this positive talk, he says, gives him hope.
It's actually emotional for me because there's a fear of not being successful when you walk out after doing all these years. And to hear employers be willing to at least take a look at hiring an inmate, I can't wait for that opportunity.
But some employers warned of pitfalls. One discussed how some inmates on work release kept pressuring their driver to take them to a convenience store so they could buy beer. They were likely not a good fit for the company's needs, he said. Others highlighted the importance of clear expectations and the need to be aware of the challenge of finding affordable housing and transportation for workers, many of whom have suspended driver's licenses. But Maine State Prison Warden Randall Liberty says these kinds of seminars have the potential to be a game changer. Maine currently has a recidivism rate of about 70%.
The key here is to ensure that we reduce the recidivism rate, the rate at which people return to prison. And I think that's going to benefit the state of Maine overall, and I certainly know it'll benefit the individuals that reside here.
Liberty says having meaningful employment can go a long way toward achieving that goal. Wednesday's seminar is expected to be the first of many collaborations between the state and the business community. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.